we present Anthony Head reading Francis Durbridge's Paul Temple and the Front Page Men.
Chief Inspector Charles Cavendish Mackenzie Reed hailed from a tiny Scottish border town. His relentless perseverance had allowed him to move further and further south, climbing a rung on the promotion ladder with every move, until he'd been brought into the public eye as the man who'd run down the Blade Kid, perpetrator of a long series of razor-slashing crimes in the Derby area. He was not altogether happy at Scotland Yard, too many public school and university men for his liking. Their assured manners and open vowels made him conscious of his homely Scottish accent, but he would never have dreamed of betraying this suggestion of an inferiority complex. Nevertheless, the Chief Commissioner, Sir Graham Forbes, had come to rely on Mac, particularly in cases which called for unfailing patience and ceaseless attention to detail. At this particular moment, however, Mac was none too pleased to discover that one of these ex-public schoolboys was to join him on his latest case. Inspector Hunter stood before him now, a young man in his middle twenties, who gave the impression that he did not take life very seriously. Mac motioned him to a chair.
"Now," he began, "early in January a novel was published called The Front Page Men."
"Jolly good yarn, too," broke in Hunter. "You read it?"
"I've no time for reading detective novels. Nelson and Rigby went through it for me and made a report." It's so late.